What's up, my Briller podcast followers? Guys, welcome back to the podcast. And honestly, I'm feeling a little fired up. I'm feeling almost, dare I say, angry about today's topic because it's something we're all familiar with. It's something we all go through. And I mean, sometimes we do even talk about it. But what I wanted to say is it's time to talk about it because it's gone on a little too long and it's time to really put our awareness on this thing and start paying more attention to it and maybe do something about it. So what am I talking about? I'm talking about social media, the way we use social media and what it's doing to our brains, because I'm sure as most of you have experienced, it's not helping. It's not making us feel any better. It's not making us smarter by any means. It's actually doing quite the opposite, making us stupider. So when I say social media, I'm mainly referring to Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and even YouTube. I think YouTube's more or less a social media. I mean, it is a media. And it's also social. It's used differently from the other three, but I'll throw YouTube in there as well. So just to give you a quick background, I don't use Facebook too often. And I know a lot of people say that, yeah, I have a Facebook, but I don't really use it. And let alone they're checking their Facebook daily. Honestly, that's not me. I do have a Facebook, but I do not check it often. I'd say I check my Facebook like twice a week. And when I say check, I mean I type facebook.com on my computer, look at the notification that it's someone's birthday, and then I'm like, okay, and I leave the website. So I probably spend about 5 minutes on Facebook in a week. I don't have the Facebook app. I refuse to download Facebook Messenger. So yeah, as far as Facebook goes, I'm pretty good. I don't really let it influence me too much. On the other hand, the apps that really get me the most are Twitter and Instagram. Now, I know a lot of my audience is Italian, and in Italy, Twitter is still gaining ground, let's say. It's still growing. It's not too popular in Italy yet, at least. Whereas Instagram is booming, as it is basically everywhere in the world, including Japan, where I lived for 2 years. Trust me, Instagram is huge there too. And Twitter is pretty big there too, bigger than it is in Italy. But so I use Twitter, I use Instagram, and I've been trying to stop. First of all, being a quote unquote influencer, not that I'm really an influencer, I just make content, I don't influence people. But as a quote unquote influencer, social media is kind of part of the job. I mean, I don't know, if it weren't for being a influencer, I probably wouldn't use social media too often, but I do have to keep in touch with my audience, so I do use it, and unfortunately, as a result, social media is starting to slowly deteriorate my brain. Why? Because let's really think about what social media is. Tiny moments and fractions of information thrown at you randomly and quickly and in large numbers. And you finish one and you're on to the next and you're on to the next and you're on to the next and you just keep scrolling. This is not good, people. What are we doing to our brains, literally? And I'm not attacking society because I too am guilty of this behavior, although I also feel victimized because the tech coders and programmers, they know what they're doing. They're doing whatever they can to keep us on their apps and get us to stay on their apps as long as possible. And they're winning the game. And it's difficult to stay away from this, especially the more you do it, the more you become addicted. And it's just terrible. And I'm a victim of this too. And I've taken my breaks, and actually until about 5 months ago, 6 months ago, I was completely off Twitter, and I was off Twitter for about 1 year, and it was easy to stay off Twitter and Instagram. And then I don't know why I did this, but I came back to Twitter. Do I regret the decision? Yes. Because now my mind, every morning, what do you do when you wake up? I personally am one of those guys who cannot jump out of bed when the alarm goes off. So I wake up slowly, I stay in bed, and I open my phone. I use my phone as kind of like a wake up slow tool, you know? So what do I use on my phone? Well, I can tell you I'm not reading books on my phone. I go to the instant mental sugar rush of satisfaction and miniature information bites, which is Twitter. So then I'm scrolling on Twitter and I'm hearing about this and I'm getting my news and I'm hearing about that. And every tweet I read is probably getting to my mind as a little drip of dopamine spreading throughout my brain, and it feels good. But in the big picture, I know what it's doing, and that feels bad. And it doesn't make me happy to know that I'm becoming dependent on this kind of crappy, junk, informational, completely non-academic or educational content that's just making my brain into like mashed potatoes. And I'm mainly talking about Twitter because I use Twitter more than Instagram. And I do have some good things to say about Instagram. First of all, I don't use Instagram too much. I'd say maybe 5 to 10 minutes a day, which if you described Instagram to someone in 1950 and told them that you were doing it for 10 minutes a day, they might be like, what the hell are you doing? But yeah, 10 minutes, I guess I consider that a low number, but could be better. I mean, I know there are teenagers and hopefully not adults out there who use Instagram for literally hours every day, which is just scary. But the good things I wanted to say about Twitter or about Instagram is that they have these small little tweaks that they have on their app that maybe discourage addiction or usage, such as you can set a daily limit or a reminder of how much you've been on Twitter. I put mine at 10 minutes. And most days I don't get there. Some days I do. But when I've been on Twitter Instagram for 10 minutes, a little notification pops up like, bink, you have been on Instagram for 10 minutes. And I'm like, okay, that's enough then. Close. And I don't usually go beyond that. So that's nice. Another thing about Instagram that's good is when you're scrolling, if you've already seen pictures, it will show you that little check mark that says like, you're all caught up. Which is kind of Instagram's way to be like, dude, you've seen this. That's enough. There's nothing new to see. Just leave. So I appreciate Instagram's efforts to help its users control their behavior. And I do think those two things help me. I mean, Twitter is definitely more of a challenge for me. And they don't have those kind of things, at least that I'm aware of. Maybe I should check. But I also follow a lot more people on Twitter, and just posting content is a lot more common on Twitter. Like maybe you post a tweet every day, but you don't post an Instagram post every day, right? So there's going to be more content, more to read, more to look at on Twitter. And I follow more people on Twitter too. So Twitter's my weakness, but that's not really the point, because the point is whether it's Instagram or Twitter or Facebook or YouTube. Like I said, there are people who literally watch YouTube for hours every single day. Guys, we are in trouble. Where is this all going? All the information that we're getting from these social media websites is leading nowhere. It's not improving us. We're not getting smarter. We're just getting dumber. And it's making our attention spans so short, dangerously short. Like, who can sit down and read a book nowadays? No one. who can sit down and just do nothing without pulling out their phone. I'm not going to say no one, but a lot of people can't. A lot of people don't. Most people don't. If you're ever waiting in a room, just look around and see how people act. Guarantee you someone pulls out their phone. Have you ever gone to a doctor's office, for example, and you're waiting and just sat there without pulling your phone out? Now, it's not that the act of looking at your phone is bad, because you could be doing more sophisticated things on your phone. It's what we're doing on our phones that's truly scary. Because, as I said, looking at these social media networks is absolutely leading us nowhere. And I think it's hurting our brain, because it's hurting our attention span. It's desensitizing us. Previously, before all these social media networks, which at this point in my life, it's like, do I even remember the days before Facebook and Twitter? I mean, I do, but it's been so long. Like, we used to be able to sit down and enjoy something other than a rush of information bites to our mind. We used to be able to maybe sit down and read a book or just anything longer, like reading an article about the news on New York Times or something, rather than looking at the New York Times tweet and thinking we understand the story. And that's one of my biggest concerns. Another concern that I haven't even argued is more Instagram than the other social networks. Like, what are these sites doing to our personal confidence? I think they're hurting them. They're hurting it very bad. If you have ever been on Instagram, you know everyone on there is posting the best possible version of themselves and their lives. You have a bad day, you're not gonna say it on Instagram. You have an amazing day, you're gonna say it on Instagram. You go somewhere cool, look at this. You go somewhere terrible, nah, I'm not gonna post this. It's all building up our own images. And if I follow, say, 100 people, and I see 100 people who have these amazing lives, and they're always happy, and they're always in these amazing places, doing these fun things, eating this amazing food with these beautiful people, and as I'm consuming that information, I'm in the dark room under the covers, sadly scrolling on my little phone. It's just heartbreaking to find yourself in that situation. And we've all been there. And Instagram is like a happiness killer. So you really have to be careful. And I've done this before, and sometimes it's worked and sometimes it hasn't, but today I deleted my Twitter app because I'm done with the short attention span. Twitter is my biggest problem, definitely more than Instagram, definitely more than Facebook. I don't spend too much time on YouTube, so I'm eliminating Twitter for now. I don't need it. It fills up time when my mind doesn't just want to sit there. It's like, oh, I can distract my mind with these tweets. Well, I'm trying to stop now. And I think you guys should too. If you realize like, God, what am I doing on this freaking website or app so much? I would suggest at least attempting to stay away. And in my experience, because I have done these breaks, the further you get away, the easier it is to stay away. If you deleted your app one day ago, it's going to be tempting to just get it back and do it. If you deleted your app 2 weeks ago, it's a little bit easier to make it 3 weeks, 4 weeks. And then at that point, it's pretty easy. So let's stop there. Whew. Passionate. Yeah, I'm scared about where all these social networks are taking us. Because if they're leading us nowhere, where the hell is humanity going? Somewhere very unnatural, artificial, and fake. like TikToks type stuff, which don't get me started. So guys, let's stop. I hope you enjoyed the Briller podcast. I will be back very soon for a new episode. I enjoyed this one, and I'll talk to you guys later, okay? Peace.